Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, rodeo fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bulls down. What do we do now? It's a burnout.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, rodeo fans. That's right, it's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight. And got to tell you, we're working on getting some things fired up right here. Been working hard at it this morning. We filed our taxes. We're working on trying to get some things lined up with making8.com. That's right. We're giving us a facelift, and it's about that time. We haven't done it in a while, so we're going to kind of regroup, go back at it. We're going to line up some new things so you guys have to look forward to there on Making 8. And you guys can just stay tuned to that. We're working on, you know, making some new changes, some things I think you guys are going to like. It's going to be a little bit easier, I think, to navigate and get where you want to go directly. You know, you just have to follow the links there on the homepage. We're going to set it all up for you so that way you can go in and watch any particular type of event. The archives will be posted there. You can click on a link and go right to them. So it should be a pretty good deal. I think we've got some cool things in the works. You guys just have to stay tuned for it. But we got a lot to talk about here in the rodeo world. How about Rodeo Houston last night as they finished up day two of their third Super Series? And there was a lot of good things going on. We've got some of the results, some of the standings there. We'll talk with you guys. But you know what? I got to say a big old howdy to our long-lost friend who's been off the map here for ages. Seems like it's been forever since we talked to him, and that is Miss Sandy Graber of 2G Bucking Bulls. And I know she's been hard at it at work, her and Rodney, and glad to see her taking some time out for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, and jump on here with us. So got to send you a big old shout-out. Glad to see Miss Emily is here with us today. I know that she had some issues yesterday and was not able to be in and watch the Brendan Clark show last night or the Rodeo Houston broadcast. So hopefully that she'll get things in order and we'll be able to spend the rest of the day here with her today. Glad to know that you're back home safe and that you weren't stuck out there on the side of the road for too long anyways. So it's Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week. They're Making Eight fans. We got about halfway to go. We got about two more days after today, and we'll be rocking and rolling, ready for the weekend. And I know that the PBR is getting ready to take off and head over to the Southwest, and they'll be bringing you a lot of PBR bull riding action. We've got Rodeo Houston that'll be going on. So we got a lot of rodeo things in the works. I think we're going to take a short break here, fans, to get you fired up here on a Wednesday afternoon. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with making8.com.
It's Friday night and the lights are bright in the Coliseum downtown. and it's just Saturday. With the bull roar, it ain't the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mafioso gonna use everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back. Well, this next bull has never been released. And in tonight's Mafia shootout, he's gonna try me the first.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. And you know what? I did not see Miss Kat Johnson in the house here with us this afternoon. Hopefully things are going well with her. I know she's busy, but you know what? We still love her anyways, and we're glad that she is a part of the Making 8 Maniacs. Speaking of Making 8 Maniacs, I have got to apologize to one of ours, one of our very own, because she felt like I had left her out of the sun yesterday, as well as the day before, that I have just not been paying any attention to her. Now, she's here with us today. She's on the phone right now, tuned in. And I see that Miss Shannon as well is also popping in there, Shannon at Taylor Truck and Auto. But Miss Donna Davis has been tuned in and has been posting things on Twitter, and I have been overlooking them. And so for that, Miss Donna, I do apologize to you. And I will let you know that we are going to do our best to make sure that you are no longer overlooked. And that goes for you as well, Miss Shannon. I had to realign my pages just so I could get down here and kind of see what's going on. And I do see the comment posted up by Miss Shannon that you are telling everybody howdy. But, yes, we do have our Twitter up, so I can kind of see what's going on. And everybody is saying howdy back to you, Miss Donna, so I hope you are having a lovely Wednesday. Hopefully things are going well for you. And, hey, I'm just going to let you know that we are not going to let you go unnoticed anymore, okay? I got to keep my Making 8 Maniacs around. I mean, you guys, you know, I don't want you guys to get bored and get tired of me and end up walking out and disappearing like Miss Two G Bucking Bulls. But yeah, I won't go there. Looks like we got a new one in the house. Justin Edge joining us here today. Want to say a big old shout out to you. Appreciate you jumping on board here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Also want to let y'all know that we have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. And just to let you guys know that, you know, we'll be happy to take your calls, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. So I see that I'm – it appears that I may be tap dancing now. But, yes, so I, like I said, I apologize to Miss Donna. We're going to do our best to make sure that we don't oversee you. And anyways, have you guys – did you guys get a chance to see Rodeo Houston last night? I thought it was pretty entertaining. There were some good things that were happening out there. You know, this is the third Super Series that they're into out of five. And, you know, they're taking eight competitors in each event to compete in each series. And, it may seem to be a little bit confusing, but then they've got a semifinals, and then they'll have their finals. And I'm going to tell you what, it is getting really exciting. I'm enjoying it. Being able to sit back here online and watch it and then chat with you Making Eight Maniacs here, it's a great opportunity just to sit back and relax. And, you know, I for one, am looking forward to doing it again this evening. Today we'll wrap up the third Super Series. So this will be the last time we see Cord McCoy, I believe. He's only got one ride. Now, Chance Roberts does have a chance to make it back. And I see that my hugs or my apology is accepted. So thank you, Miss Donna, for that. Anyhow, going back to it with Rodeo Houston, you know, Chance Roberts scored, I believe, 84.5 points in day one. Yesterday he got bucked off, but I think we could see him come back if he can make a ride tonight. I think we'll see him finish out there. I believe he's sitting in fourth place right now. And I think that it's four holes that they're bringing back to the semifinals. I'm looking at the article that Miss Christie posted. And, of course, we have got Miss Barb in the house with us tonight, our link girl. And she is posting out links all morning long. But we also have Miss Christie in here posting up some links. This one here is about dangerous jobs in the panhandle, bullfighting. I'll have to go check that out here during our break or after the show. I see that Miss Sandy is saying that she's just been really busy trying to do some promos for six different rodeos that are coming up. You know what? I would absolutely, you know, if you guys are going to be out there, you ought to mention Making Eight and tell them that we could get out there at a really inexpensive cost. Now, I will tell you that we're working on some things here coming up within the next month. We want to get these things lined up. I don't think we'll be doing a whole lot more of flying anymore. I think we're going to do a lot of these road trip series. I think we're going to do some life on the road adventures that you guys will be able to tune in on, as well as some of these broadcasts out here live. I think you're really going to enjoy what we have to offer. We're upgrading a lot of our equipment, and I think that I think we've got some very good things. And you know what? That's absolutely true, Miss Sandy. Thank you for posting that out there, that Barb and Christy are our link directors right here with Making Eight. I love it. I love the title, and I think we'll make you guys an official team members and put you up as our link directors. So that's really cool. But, yes, Miss Barb, I think, does have the edge. But, you know, I mean, all of you girls, you know, I mean, Miss Kat Johnson as well, Miss Emily. You know, when Barb wasn't there, Emily, you know, Christy, all of you guys stepped in and filled in. I love it, you know. I love how you guys are just on top of things within the rodeo community. You know, I know you guys are hungry for it, and that's why we wanted to develop this show just for you guys, so you guys can do that. And we can share the knowledge that we have about these different events that are going on and about these different topics within these events, you know. Obviously, did you guys get a chance to see Brendan Clark's show last night? You know, I think that he had a lot of good insight on what was going on with the vests and with the helmets. And, you know, I got to tell you, there's some good things in the works there that I know of as well. And we're actually working on some things ourselves. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that as we work on trying to develop and work with some things, I think, to really be – you know, I think that will really be big. You know, I really would love to get back out there to the Oklahoma, you know, state. I'm ready to get out there in cowboy country. And, you know, I'm hungry. But, you know, first and foremost, we want to be able to do what we need to do for these deals. We're making things more simplified where we have to – we're going to travel with more, but it's going to be all basically built in one series. I've got things lined up. We've been doing some research over the past couple of weeks. Obviously, we took a little bit of a hit this past week on our this past year on our taxes. So with the return that we should be getting this year, I think we're going to reinvest it back into our projects and see what we have going on. You guys are just going to have to stay tuned. But I really think that you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be something that you guys are going to really fit in well with. And I think it's going to be something that is going to be new, and it's going to kind of shake the face of rodeo and the sport. So I really think that we've got some good things. I would absolutely love to come to Ohio. Hey, I'm all for it. If you guys can get a hold of some of the producers up there and they're interested in having us up, we want to get up there and broadcast those deals. And, you know, but I got to tell you, I think when it comes to hanging my hat, we really want to be able to do it in the cowboy country of Oklahoma. I absolutely love it out there and cannot wait to get back. I really can't. I know that there's some more events coming up here in the next couple months that may just bring us back out there. Like I said, we may be doing more of a road trip type thing now, but I think you're going to like what we have to offer you guys, especially some of our diehard Make It 8 maniacs like Miss Emily, Miss Melanie, you know. I know she'll be listening to the archives here later on this afternoon. And hi, Melanie. We're going to send you a big shout-out here in the during our broadcast since I'm talking about you. But, you know, you guys will have the opportunity to tune in with us at any given time when we're out on the road, check out what's going on, where we're at, talk with us a little bit. You guys will be our official traveling partners as we head on down the road. And, you know, you don't have to stay the entire 10-hour, 12-hour, 19-hour trips, but – you know, the more the merrier. And, you know, Miss Emily, Miss Melanie stayed with us for the whole 10-hour trip from Raleigh, North Carolina, back here to the Sunshine State. And I cannot wait to get back out on the road to do something similar to that. I wouldn't expect anybody to be able to dedicate that much time to us. But I will tell you this, that, you know, if you guys are in it, we are all about the road trips, and we'll carry you on the road with us. I think we're going to have a better facility set up for that type of broadcasting. I really think you guys are going to like it. I really do. Emily and them, they got to see us pulling into our driveway. They got to see the Macon 8 Ranch as we pulled in. So it was really cool. It was absolutely cool. And I'll tell you, it would be one of those things that I will never forget. We're going to do more. We've got some things in the works. Like I said, you guys are just going to have to stay tuned to Macon 8. It's coming at you here real, real soon. We're going to let you know more as we get things locked in and developed. But as we inquire these things that we're working at right now, you know, you're going to see these bits and pieces start to develop and turn into the shape that you guys are going to see Macon 8 Rodeo Network turn into. And I think you're going to like it. That's just my bit of information for you guys. Going back to Rodeo Houston, they got to get back into a little bit. You know, there's a really good matchup between in the bull riding in this third Super Series for first place, Howdy Cloud and Clayton Savage. Now, Clayton Savage rode both his bulls, and he actually scored pretty well, 85.5 on his first one, 84.5 on the second one last night. Actually won the round last night. Howdy Cloud won the first night with an 88, but it was only able to draw 70 points last night. It was still enough to get him to finish second. But those two guys are going to go at it here for first and second place in the standings. You know, to move on to the semifinals. Chance Roberts, like I said, right now he's sitting in third place, and Cody Whitney is in fourth place. And those are the only four guys that have made qualified rides. Now, tonight changed up a little bit, and that's why it's going to be real important for Chance to make a ride to be able to advance into the semifinals. But I'll tell you, it's going to be really exciting to watch here tonight as they wrap up this third Super Series. I, for one, cannot wait. Wow, am I actually behind the eight ball here? I am. I've got a whole bunch of tweets, and I haven't been back here to check them. I do see that, and I apologize for not getting that out there fast enough. Oh, you know what? And I do see that you're asking about the Red River Rodeo in June. Hey, I don't know much about that, but if you can find out some information, let me know, please. I would absolutely love to get out there. And if you're referring to Texas getting jealous because I'm going to be in Oklahoma, well, hey, I won't hang my hat in Texas, but that's because all my exes live in Texas, right? that's funny. Hey, sorry, I had to just throw that out there. One of my wild sense of humor jokes there is bad, I know, right? The link liaisons, that was the term that Miss Donna used on Twitter there. I like it. every time Barb posts, an angel gets his wings. Well, I will tell you, I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of angels that get a whole lot of wings out there when we have our lunch hour rodeo shows and our back on the ranch shows. Well, shoot, even our video broadcast, anything that we're doing where Barb's around, she's on top of it. That is for sure. But Donna, that was a good term. I like that one too. About the link liaisons. That's a good one. All right, so moving back to the Rodeo Houston, and I'm kind of bouncing back and forth, I know, but I got to talk a little bit about the bareback riding. Jared Smith right now is actually a Florida native from right up the road. Williston, Florida is where he's from. In 2009 was the NFR or PRCA Rookie of the Year, made it to the NFR, and now he hangs his hat at Cross Plains, Texas. Right now he's sitting in fifth place, so he needs to have a really good ride tonight in order to get himself back up there in contention to move along or move back into the semifinals here for Rodeo Houston. But I just had to throw that one out there. He's kind of a hometown native. One of the other ones that I really wanted to talk about here is the tie-down roping. For Series 3, the big one that stands out to me, Tyson Durfee. Now, if you guys will recall, when we were out in Las Vegas, we got a chance to go to the Tropicana, and we spent some time with Five Star Unplugged and True Cowboy Radio. Well, True Cowboy Radio has been an affiliate with Tyson Durfee. They've helped promote him. They've helped get him sponsors and that type of thing, more of a talent agency, Jennifer Seward. And I had the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting Tyson that this year as he was out in Vegas during the NFR. So for us to be able to sit back and talk with him a little bit, get to know him on a personal basis, and then lo and behold, here we go in Rodeo Houston, and this guy is on fire. I'm telling you, if he carries this over, now he's only gotten 2 second-place finishes, but it's consistency is the name of the game when you're talking about an event like this, you know? And it really, just looking at the numbers and looking at what these guys have, I mean, if this guy – right now, if all he's got to do is rope his steer, and I really think that he's going to have an opportunity. Now, Corey Solomon is trailing in second place by just over a second, but I really believe that if Tyson Durfee, if he can do his job and just rope his steer, just worrying about roping his steer, I really believe that he'll be in contention there to advance to the semifinals. Right now, he's leading the event. He's roping real solid. And he's real impressive to watch. So I was really pleased with being able to see that. I just thought that was neat. So just trying to go back through here. It looks like, yes, the day sheets. Ms. Barb is obviously posting the day sheet link as well. We appreciate that. Let's see. Got to get back up here and check my Twitters because I don't want to leave anybody out. So I see that Wow. I'm actually being told not to give up my day job for my wisecracks. Thank you, Ms. Donna, for that. I appreciate that. And we know you're listening in. I ought to just put you on the spot and put you on the air there and just call you out on all these little tidbits of negativity that you're throwing at me, telling me I should keep my day job. Well, I don't get paid much of my day job either, so I don't think it would hurt me none to get out there and do some comedian-type stuff either. Yes, there was a lot of disappointments with the Barriers last night. Good point, Barb. That was one thing that we saw, you know. Really in all the timed events out there, I saw there was just a lot of broken barriers in the steer wrestling, team roping, you know. It's just one of those deals. Now, I haven't been too impressed with the team roping out there much of at all. It's just not a whole lot of these guys out there that really, you know, stand out and make me feel like, oh, you know, it just wasn't very exciting. But the tie down has been really exciting. The steer wrestling has been really exciting. You know, we had one last night come in at 3.8 seconds, but a broken barrier. And you know, when you're making that type of solid run, you know, you got to find a way to cut them out. And, of course, nothing is still going to compare to what we saw in the first series with the 3.2 seconds. I mean, tying the arena record there at Rodeo Houston, that was just fantastic. I couldn't get over that. So hopefully we'll get some better action here tonight, and then as Series 4 and Series 5 get underway as well. Yeah, you know what, maybe, and I think that's the cool thing about this is that there's, you know, there's eight different teams that are competing for 3 days, and then they roll out a new series. So we could see a change within the next two series, you know, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for. You know, it would definitely be nice. Emily, I see your question coming in there. Great question. What does the broken barrier mean? If you'll see when they do these timed events, like the steer wrestling, the team or tie down roping, that type of thing, you see the rope that they put across that goes across the area for the horse and the cowboy to get in, the box, as they call it. So as he gets in the box, they put this rope across, and it actually attaches to the calf. Now, it gives the calf sort of a head start coming out. If the horse breaks that barrier, it will actually snap that line before the calf has an opportunity to actually break it himself. So as the calf is coming out, if the horse crosses that plane, that line there, it'll break that barrier. If he doesn't, then the calf will actually break it, the rope will drop, and the horse runs out. So if you watch real closely, you'll see where they have usually like a piece of red ribbon or something like that on it. That's usually the breaking point. And if the calf has not broken that barrier, then the horse will. And there's a 10-second penalty on that. So, yeah, that's what we're referring to when we talk about the broken barriers. Hopefully that answers your question there. And please, if you have more questions, please feel free to let us know. This is where we want to sit back and talk about it, you know, either here during the broadcast, which have been real informative, and that's kind of what we're there for, is to be able to help kind of coach you along and talk about some of the things that are happening out there during these broadcasts. It creates an interaction there, you know, and, of course, the day sheets are printable. You can print up the day sheets and follow along with the bull riders or your favorite events, you know, or follow along with the entire, you know, the entire performance there of the night, you know. But, yeah, it's a really, really cool thing to be able to do what we're doing right here with Making Eight, and we're proud to have you guys on board with us. I just think that it's a cool thing, you know, to have this type of relationship with you guys, and we're, you know, like I said, we're moving up, and this year is going to be huge. You know, January was a big, big month for us, as well as you fans, being able to see as much of the performances we were able to bring you. I think that you know, February, of course, the second half of February just kind of died down a little bit, which is a good thing for us. But I think you're going to start seeing more and more pick up here real quick. So it's time to start getting a grip there, guys. We're getting ready to launch this deal. Yes, edumacating the fans, according to Marty. That's a good term there. Yeah, I love the video streaming that Rodeo Houston has given us, courtesy of Fox Sports. You know, that's a really good deal. We learned a lot about that. You know, we really have. What we had in Oklahoma during the IFR could be the along those same lines. We're getting ready to launch some of these things. Basically, everything that you're seeing there is the in-house stuff that they see on top, you know. But when you're talking about the kind of dollars that Fox Sports has, it kind of pales in comparison to what we have, you know. But we're looking to get our streams up there to that type of quality. And it's just a matter of time before you're going to see it, you know. We're going to have less of these, you know, these bugs, you know, as we're continuously learning what we can do to alleviate those. Got a lot of good things happening. And I'm telling you guys, don't go anywhere, because Making 8 is about to really launch. And as soon as we do, I think you're going to like it. You know, like I said, we're going to give you guys a whole new facelift, or give making8.com a whole new facelift, so you guys will be seeing that. Probably by the end of the week is when we'll have everything really rolling, but you guys make sure to stay tuned to that as we start throwing things back around. And, you know, I mean, it's like we got so into developing and trying to work with what we had going on over the past month or so that we just kind of let a lot of our own stuff go. And, you know, I'm sorry to say, but if the foundation is not there, you know, then the rest of it's not going to be there. And so we're going to go back to our roots. We're going to go back to what is meaningful to us. We're going to build making8.com back up to where it needs to be. And, you know, we're not going to fall off that, because you, the fans, are the ones that make this thing run. You guys are the ones that make this thing possible for us. So that's where it's at. Anyways, moving right along, we got about 25 minutes left in the show. Like I said, always looking for your cowboy logic for the day. You know, it's been a while since we threw it out there with Gary LaFeu, but if you guys don't get it, we'll close it out with Gary LaFeu. And, yes, I do think you need a facelift there, Marty, as well as myself. So if you're in the market, I would love to have one myself. But anyways, moving back on to our cowboy logic, you know, speaking of Gary LaFeu, him and Rob Smets are teamed up the last weekend of April. They're going to be putting on a bull riding, bullfighting school just south of Louisville, Kentucky. If you guys are interested or know somebody who is, you know, if you guys are not following Gary LaFeu or Rob Smets on your Facebook, get over and follow them. And make sure you repost that. Some of your friends might be interested in getting involved with that and getting up there. We would love to see these we would absolutely love to see a bunch of you guys out there at this school. It's a great opportunity, you know, and I know, of course, with the younger ladies, you know, you may not quite be as interested in getting involved, but if you know somebody who is, you know, I really think that it's important that we get some of these younger guys that are really getting involved in the sport out to work with such legends as these two guys. I really don't think you're going to get any better when it comes to either one, whether it be a bullfighter or a bull rider. I really think that they have the knowledge to make you a winner. All they need is you and your determination behind it to succeed. And I think it'll happen. You know, we ended up making that road trip earlier this past year in September out to Kentucky, or out to Texas, to Stevensville, not Stevensville, to Graham. We were out in Graham, Texas. For 3 days, we hauled a bunch of bull riders and a bullfighter out there with us and had an absolute great time. We're going to see more of that this year, hopefully. If we can round up enough guys that are interested, we'll put together a package and we'll get something done like that, you know. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We'll do some online video broadcasting, life on the road. Once we get everything situated here in the next 30 days, I think you're going to see some big changes. And I think you're going to like what you see with Making 8 and our whole series and what we're all about. So, like I said, just stay tuned. It's going to get wild. It's going to get wild. Hopefully you guys will get a grip. I mean, really, you know. And if you guys have suggestions, open comments, you know, things that you think might help put the us over the top with getting fans involved and getting out there and getting more participation from you guys, getting more fans over here to our radio shows and our video broadcasting, you know, let me know, please. We want to work with you. How about it? Wouldn't you know, Miss Kat Johnson, better late than never, for sure. Glad to see you in the house, and we were already talking about you earlier here just a little bit ago. But you know what? It wouldn't be a Kat Johnson show without...
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
That's right. Had it all saved up. So, glad to see you able to jump on here and join us there, Miss Kat Johnson. Got to check my Twitter update so I don't leave anybody out, because I know that we've got some of our listeners tuned in online. Miss Donna Davis, of course, being one of them. And I know that she has called me out, said, go ahead, she ain't scared. Well, I know that she ain't, but we don't want to bother her at work either. So, thank you for that, Miss Barb, for posting up that information from Rob Smets there. That is extremely helpful. You know, that's his Facebook page. So if you guys know somebody, just link up to it and then repost it. You know, maybe somebody that you're friends with would be really interested in that. And then you can send them to Make an Eight if they've got any questions. The contact information is there for Rob Smets. You can get a hold of Gary LaFeu for the Gary LaFeu Bull Riding School. If you guys can't get a hold of somebody or somebody asks you about it, just send them right here to Make an Eight. We'll put them in contact. Be happy to help them out. We want to get guys out there because we want guys that are going to be willing to that are going to be able to have the knowledge and the determination to succeed. And I think the big way you do that is you go get yourself in a school like that. And it doesn't matter how far advanced you are, how many bulls you've been in front of or on top of it. You know, it doesn't make a difference, really. I think that you can go and learn from these guys, develop your skills that you already have, and tune them up to where you need to be a winner. Christy, Rob used to do a radio show with us right here with Blog Talk. He had the Morning Coffee with Rob Smets that broadcasted every Wednesday morning. We've got some archives up in our archive page. You can go down there and check them out. But I will tell you that Rob has been in the works, and he's definitely shown some interest in trying to get it back up. The issue that Rob had was we could not get a lot of live listeners and get a lot of participation from the fans at the time. Now, it may have been a lot of it because we didn't have the fan base and we were out promoting it, or we weren't able to promote it like we needed to in order to get Rob that publicity. But I will tell you that if you guys get behind Rob and support him, he'll get back and do a school, another radio show. He had a 30-minute radio show called Morning Coffee with Rob Smets, and it was really fun to sit back with him as he talked about a lot of the places that he's been, a lot of the places that he knows, because he's got a lot more insight than I do about these because he's got the relationships with a lot more of these guys, you know. I mean, anybody knows that Rob Smets knows anything, you know, or he knows just about everything about the sport of rodeo. So really great in-depth coverage and sitting back and talking with, and he is really fun. Obviously, you guys have heard him on the lunch hour shows, and just being able to spend time with him has been a really great thing for us. He's become a real good friend. So if you guys, you know, if you guys really are, send him a Facebook message and say, hey, we miss you on your radio show. We'd love to see you get a radio show started back up so we can follow you along, you know, or follow along with you. We might be able to work something out there. So, and yes, Rob Smets can talk. That was the issue that we had with both him and I both being on the shows together when he calls our show. It's like we go back and forth and forget about everything else, you know. So he is a talker, but we absolutely love having him on because, you know, it's like a sponge. So, I see that Miss Shannon has actually had to leave for the day to deal with a work crisis. So we're going to talk a little bit about her, but we won't talk a lot. You guys can send her messages saying how good that Making Eight was talking about her, okay? Or how much Making Eight was talking about her. Leave her in suspense. Make her think that we're really just out here singing about her. But, yeah, Rob is definitely a talker, and we're just like a sponge. We just soak up that information that he can give us. So I would love to see Rob come back with another radio show right here on Blog Talk with Making Eight, and we'll see what we can do. That's right. That is why we're here, is to talk, you know. But I hate talking to myself, you know. And so that's the most important thing. If you guys have the opportunity and questions, comments, that's what, you know, if you give me the topics, I'll talk about them all day long, you know, or we'll do our best anyways, you know, because I am a talker. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we want to get you guys informed, and we want to get you guys to be able to voice your opinions as well. And I would say over the past couple of weeks, we have had some very interesting conversations. Rob Smets kind of started that fuel. He kind of lit that fire when he was talking about his opinions on things with women in the sport of bull riding. And then we got into Brazilians, and we got into talking a lot about different things, you know, that really raise up some very interesting topics. And I love you guys for it. I think that it's great that you guys have that kind of voice, and this is where we want you to express it. You know, we're not going to look at you any differently for voicing your opinion, just like we would hope that you wouldn't do the same thing to us, you know. And like I said, we have an opportunity to bring in some guests from time to time. Unfortunately, this has been a bad couple of weeks with losing all of our contacts, and I know you guys are going to give me a hard time about backing up our phone and things like that, but when the phone don't back up, you know, like yesterday when it just shut off all on its own and had to reboot, it's not been great. So we're working on trying to get some of our guests lined back up so we can get them on board. You know, we want you guys to be able to tune in and get their opinions as well on things. You know, obviously one of the best ones is the Brendan Clark Show, with you guys being able to tune in and watch what he has to say about different things, the helmet endorsements and how he believes in the helmets, you know, mouth guards, you know, just anything like that. That's what it's all about right here. This whole new social media linking is what it's all about, bringing you guys closer to the athletes and you guys closer to the sports. So, it looks like there's going to be a Bucking Bull for Charity going on Saturday the 12th. And it looks like 2G is going to be hauling some bulls out that way. So, excellent. That's good news. And hopefully the bulls do well out there. I see the old school novelty pen and paper deal. And, you know, I got to get back on my game. I have slacked off. I'm not going to lie to you. I have kind of slacked off a little bit. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I can't say too much about it. It's just I don't know. It's been a lot. The last couple of weeks has just been real. I don't know. It's just been different, I guess. I see the comment that Ms. Dawn is posting out there on Twitter about us trying to get Flint out here on the show. I would absolutely love. I would absolutely love to get Flint on our show. I think that he would make a great. Great guest to be able to sit back and talk with you guys. Now, I will tell you, if you guys are interested, like I said, send some messages to him, telling him, hey, we want to love to see you know, call into the lunch hour show on Making Eight or whatever and have them get in contact with me. I can only try so much without being a nuisance, and I certainly don't want to be a nuisance. So, but if you guys get that chance, and I hear that Miss Donna is going to be the spy in the sky for Miss Shannon, she's going to end up singing like a bird. So we can't talk about her too much then. I see that looks like now, when is that event there, Miss Sandy, that you're going to be and actually doing a live cam on Buckers Now? I actually caught that a little bit and was curious to know a little bit more about it. So if you've got some information on it, let me know, please, because I'm left in the dark. you know, I think that it's a great thing that you guys are going to be able to do that. If you have questions or concerns about how to make it work, let me know, please. I'd be happy to talk with you about it and help you out. So anyways, we got about 15 minutes left in our show here, fans. I think we're going to take one more short break. When we come back, we'll start wrapping it up. Looking to take your cowboy logic for the day. So if you guys have one, throw it out here. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back. You listen to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
Nothing to lose. Ogre said, tapes of Chris LeDoux. Six bronc riders in a minivan. Gonna make it to the whistle and the pickup man. Start to shoot one and I'ma shoot five. Working their way right on down the line. 8 second whistle is all I need. Keep your feet in rhythm and out of them deeds. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first still fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride. Put my hand in the rigging and I'm taking a hold. Nod my head and hang on for dear life. I set my feet and make the mark him out right. They crack that gate and she breaks in two. She's trying all the same tricks, but I ain't no fool. Ducking and diving across that pit. She's got that heart, but she ain't gonna win. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first deal fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride. On a double grab and wait for my spot to get off. Step off and wave my hat to the fans. You can't beat the life of a rodeo man. Run out back to my rigging sack. Put my saddle on another wild bronc's back. Tame of wild horses all across this land. This is the story of a bronc riding hand. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first still fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride. Jump or jump, make that ride. Sit back and watch that first seal fly. Break that neck in perfect time. This ain't no rammer taming, it's a wild bronc ride.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right, we're bringing it to you. No doubt about it, on a Wednesday afternoon, we got things fired up here. And we're halfway through the work week. We got about half more to go. And, yeah, that's right. That's my new term, half more. I think if we all get out there and we send Flint some messages, just like Donna posted there on Twitter, that maybe we could get some things going. And I would love to get Flint on our show. Obviously, we've had some of the PBR's best with Austin Meyer, Sean Willingham, McKinnon Wimberly, Mesa Pate, Sadie Berger, you know, Aaron Coscarelli, you know, I mean, really, we got to get back in touch with those guys. We want to get them back here on our show. Being that I lost a lot of my contacts, you know, through my phone, it's making it a little bit more difficult, but we're going to definitely do that. And love to have Flint on, join us on our show here, sit back and talk with him a little bit, find out what he's got going on. And, you know, like I said, if you guys have anybody in particular, throw them our way. Tell them to give me a call. We'd love to get them up on our show, you know. Thank you to Christy, or maybe it was Karen. I cannot remember which of the two that actually made that happen for Aaron to be a part of our show. But absolutely, you know, I mean, it was because of You Making Eight Maniacs that she was able to join us. And you know, we look forward to getting her on here with us again, checking in with us. Obviously, we know that Leah Garcia has been out there doing a lot of the commentary and doing a lot of the interviews during the Built for Tough Series events. She's kind of back around town and back in the swing of things. But really, in comparison, I mean, what do you guys see in it? You know, it just seemed like when Aaron stepped out and Leah stepped in to do that, we haven't heard much of anything about that. So what's your guys' take on that? I'm just curious to know what that idea is. So anyways, back down to it. We got just under 10 minutes left in our show here. We're going to start winding things down. I've got some cowboy logic for you here today. And, you know, this one here is one that really stands tight. It's actually by Gary Lafew, and it's actually on his CD that you guys can purchase at any time. And I would highly recommend you doing that if you you know, if you get a chance. I think that it's motivational for anybody that wants to do anything in their life. You know, you can apply whatever he's teaching you to anything in your life. And I think that really it's something just to help inspire you to be the best that you can be. So I think that, you know, this would be something that you guys want to take a listen to. So here it is, courtesy of Gary Lafew and his CDs that he has out to inspire you guys and get you guys motivated. So here's your cowboy logic for the day.
Consistency is the name of the game, and I don't buck off anything. I try to ride everything I get on. You know, my job when I show up is to ride what they give me, and if the judges want to give me money, good. If they don't, hey, they can't keep me out of the trees because I'm a squirrel. You know, I'll get up there. You know, that is. And you're going to get, sometimes they're not going to give you what you deserve. Sometimes they give you more than they deserve. I've never seen anybody beat up a judge for giving them too many points. You know, but I've seen a lot of guys try to beat them up for not giving them enough. It all works out in the game, you know, in the world. So what I'm trying to say is don't lose your focus by worrying about the stock. You know, don't, you know, your job is when you show up is to be prepared and try to get the whistle on anything that you get on. What else gets you control when you get the rodeo?
When you go.
Oh, what day?
What order?
What order? There you go. Always be prepared. Have your glove on and be ready when they get to you. You know, because that doesn't matter. You know. How about weather? Weather. You might show up. Might be raining straight down. The arena might look like a mud puddle out there. The day before, the guys rode in sunshine. You know, they had you know, the same stock, but they was riding in the sunshine. You're riding in the old cold rain, muddy rain. You know. I'll tell you what. Three different times at Calgary. Is I win first place on bulls when it was raining straight down, the arena was that deep, you know. I don't know how many bulls that I win money on when it was, the weather was just about as miserable as you could get it, you know. But when you get an attitude, it's Palm Springs out there, you know, and you're there to win and you're there to ride. It's a whole different ball game. You know, the weather does not bother you. Do not let it take away from your focus. But I see a lot of guys show up, oh, man, look at this junk, you know, look at that arena, you know, and then they that takes away from your focus. You start thinking about this, you start thinking about that, and it just your thoughts get scattered, and you cannot ride and win with scattered thoughts. It's like the rays of the sun. You know, they're scattered out like this, but you take a magnifying glass, and you concentrate those rays, and you focus them in there, and they'll start a fire. They get hot, you know. Your thoughts are the same way. When they're scattered, there's no power to them. But when you bring them together and you focus them, you know, and you concentrate on what it is that you want, all that mental power goes to work, and then you'll, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get the job done. Anything else we can't control when we get to the rodeo?
You're the cowboy.
The other draw? That's right. You can't, you know. Your job when you get to the rodeo, you're not competing against the other cowboys. You're competing against the animal. When you get the animal ridden, it don't matter who's there. If you ride the best one, you're going to win. You know, and that's why rookies show up all the time and beat the best in the world. They draw better, they get the job done, you know, they're going to get the whistle, you know, or they're going to get the money. How about the judging? You cannot control the judging, you know. A lot of guys show up and go, oh, man, them idiots are judging, man, you know, and they just, that gets your attitude down, you know. And then maybe they got to you someplace, you know. But some other guy, you go someplace, he gives you money, you know. So it all works out in the wars. Your job is to stay focused, get the whistle, and let the chips fall where they may, because they're going to get to you one place, they're going to give you something somewhere else. It's all going to work out, you know. But if you get to worrying about it, you get to bitching about it, that's going to have an effect on your focus. That's going to, you know, that's going to affect your outcome for the year end payoff. Anything else we can't control? What can we control?
Your riding ability.
Ability. Okay, we're going to. That comes from training and being prepared, right? So when we ability comes from that proper and prior preparation prevents that piss poor performance, you know. So when you do your drills, you do your practice, dedication and concentration are just something that you cannot get away from. You know, you got to, you know, just like I was telling you, when I started, when my friends were water skiing and, you know, going and chasing women, I was at the arena someplace. I had to give all that up. I had to sacrifice one thing for the other thing that I wanted, you know. And I pretty much quit partying. I started saving my money, and I started, you know, saving for when I got to go down that road and live the life that I wanted to live. And that took sacrifice, you know. So you got to sacrifice every once in a while. How about mental attitude? Mental attitude is the number one thing that you can control. When you show up that rodeo, you can either have a bad attitude or you can have a good attitude. A bad attitude is going to take you down. A good attitude is going to be, you know, with a good attitude day in, day out, you're going to be a lot luckier. You're going to win a lot more than the guy that's down on himself, you know, or down on the world, down on his luck. Anything else that we can control at the rodeo?
Desire.
That's right. A deep desire for this game. I don't think anything will take you to the top more than desire, you know. I've seen a lot of real talented guys never make it in this game because they didn't have enough heart and enough try, you know, enough desire. But other guys who seem to have no ability at all because they never quit trying, they had so much heart and try. You got that much heart and try, you will find a way to make it in this game. You can't keep anybody down. Tuff Hedeman would probably be a perfect example of that. When they first cracked out with Cody Lambert and those guys, they picked up bull riding real quick. Poor old Tuff, he was hung up down under him, dragging just a wreck every time he got on one, you know, because his body looked too tall to ride bulls. He had that tall upper body, and, you know, he's on his butt and back off that rope, and, oh, man, he was a wreck. But the one thing about Tuff is he didn't like losing. You know, he never gave up. He never quit trying, and sooner or later he developed one of the greatest riding styles that's ever come down the pike, you know, just out of pure desire. A lot of times, Donnie Gay was a guy, another guy that when he first started riding, he had these little short legs. He looked like a quail on him. His feet were constantly kicking him in the ass. He was going down on the head. They'd stomp him. You know, I've seen him come out front of them sunbucks with dust in his eye and stomped all over, and just he'd be crying. He'd be so mad. He'd go, "Where's another bull?" You know, and he'd go down the chutes and they'd turn one out, and boy, he'd throw a rope on that sunbuck and just come out like an animal. You know, just crazed. You know, his brother Pete had these big old arms, had about 19-inch arms. Tougher than hell. Him and Donnie get in a fight every day. Pete get him down and beat the hell out of him, you know. He just be pounding on him. He say, "You had enough." And Donnie just spit in his eye and goes, "No, you don't get with me, you know. You let me up, I'll kick your butt, you know." And they got in a fight with rodeoing together when I was going to Waco one year. And he said, "Pull over, I'm going to whoop your ass, Pete." You know, so they get out in the car, and Pete takes him down, starts beating on him, you know. And, "You had enough?" "No," you know. And he looks up at me and goes, "I beat on him every day all my life, but I can't whip him." You know? He never says die. You know, so when you got a guy that tough that just never gives up, you know, he's going to find a way to be great. You know, and that was the incredible desire that Donnie Gay had, you know, to ride bulls. He overcome what looked like he didn't have ability, and he has found ability with heart and try.
All right, that's it. You know, that's your cowboy logic for the day. And, of course, that's the guru's guide to positive thinking. And, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense, and that's what it's all about right there. That just, you know, to me, that by reiterating what he has to say, listening to him, you can apply that to your everyday life, and that really is about getting a grip, that determination, that, you know, refuse to quit. Oh, hate losing, determination to win. That's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Gary Lafue. We sure appreciate him, and that's The Guru's Guide to Positive Thinking. You can pick up a CD there at LaFeuBullRidingWorld.com. We've got a link right there on Making Eight. So that's going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. And, you know, before we close out, Miss Barb posted out there, obviously today is the day that we lost a great man, Chris Ledoux, gone but certainly not forgotten. So we're going to close out our show today with a little bit of Chris Ledoux to get you fired up. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time on Making Eight. Also, don't forget, Rodeo Houston tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be there, Buckers, now. Until then, we'll see you. Get a grip.
Well, your mama finds it hard to understand why her loving son wants to be a rodeo man. Your daddy had a whole lot of great big plans for you. You hate to disappoint him, but you got other things to do. Now your best girl thinks it's time you settle down. You finally graduated and she's ready for a wedding gown. But there's a great big world just waiting out there for you. And if she really loves you, she can wait another year or two. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way they're ever going to change your mind. Don't everybody know a cowboy's got to ride. Man, you've gone insane. Don't you know rodeo's a crazy, foolish game? But you can see in their eyes a little bit of jealousy. They're all working 9 to 5, you're footloose and fancy free. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way they're ever gonna change your mind. Don't everybody know a cowboy's got to ride. And nobody really knows how you feel inside.
Folks, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.